Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, Jordan, stop what you're doing. The help hotline is ringing.
Oh.
It's throbbing.
It stops. You can't have a hotline that throbs.
Yes, you know, when a telephone shakes, you know.
Throbbing is not a word for telephone. It's like saying stonking.
What's wrong with stonking?
Like stonking and throbbing are something you use to describe. I'm not being crude this series, so let's move on. The help hotline is our new bonus episode where William and I help one of you with an extremely important problem. But instead of writing in via email or social media or a luxury letter, producer Ben has made his phone number available so that you can go straight through to us too. The number to call us on is 07834 643 255. That's 07834 643 255. The call could come through at any time, so whenever that might be, we will come together and answer your problem.
So, Jordan, how's your week been?
Yeah, not so bad, thank you. It's been an all right week. We're currently at William's flat.
Luxury penthouse apartment with executive breakfast bar.
Sorry, we're currently at William's luxury penthouse apartment with an executive breakfast bar. Mikey came in before, because it's round about tea time. Mikey's just got in from work, and William gave him a right bollocking.
No, we had some crossed words.
Mikey's basically, as you might know, he's a bricklayer from Wakefield, and he come in with his boots on and trodded mucky mud.
I just don't like spending most of my evenings trying to get cement out of every crevice.
So
I don't like how I'm now going along with this ridiculous charade that you have painted about my significant other.
So he's a bit under at thumb, is Mikey, so William gave him a bollocking, a clip round here, and told him to go and get a bath and made him a builder's brew, and he's currently in bath now. He suits his high-vis vest, doesn't he? He looks quite manly in that high-vis vest, doesn't he? Like, whoa.
It's Hermes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hermes.
Or as you'd call it, Hermes.
Hermes. He's very manly and butch with his high-vis on.
Well, here we go, the hotline. As I say, yes. It's throbbing. We should probably do something. We should probably sort it out.
Stop saying throbbing.
Should we relieve it?
Let's hope it's a stonking caller.
So, come in, caller. Who have we got?
Hello, my name's Luca.
Oh, Luca, that's an exotic name.
It is, yeah. I'm half Italian, so... Which half of me? The paternal half.
Talk to us about your problem.
Go on, Luca, yes. Get it off your chest, son.
I have a friend who is obsessed with pronunciation, and he's always correcting other people's pronunciation. And he even corrects their pronunciation of foreign words, especially Italian ones or French ones when it comes to food. For example, the other day, somebody said tagliatelle, and he said, actually, it's tagliatelle. And of course he got it wrong, because it's not tag at all, it's tagliatelle. And he often gets these words wrong when he's correcting them. So my question for you is, how can I tell him this without actually offending him?
Oh, very good question. Jordan, this is interesting that you're asking this to Jordan. It's not just come through to me, because Jordan, of course, is not known for his pronunciation of words.
I do this all the time on air. So I was meant to say Sigourney Weaver. I'd never heard of her. And I said Sigourney Weaver.
No, you were supposed to say Sigourney Weaver.
What's her name?
Sigourney.
Sigourney. Sigourney.
Have you never seen Alien?
Have you never seen Alien?
I haven't, you know. I haven't. I can't. It was well before I was born, Alien.
Was it?
Yeah, it's 80s, wasn't it? There was that, and I once said on a... I read a text out from a family that were camping in Ilfracombe.
You meant Ilfracombe. You see, with Jordan, when he gets things wrong, you just have to tell him.
Yeah,
I think, and you don't mind.
No,
do you? You've got a thick skin.
I agree. You've got to tell him. And this guy sounds like a bit of a know-it-all, putting it nicely, Lucas. So put him in his place.
But I wouldn't put him in his place in front of others.
No, I would.
Well, yeah, you would.
He sounds like a right smart ass. Put him in his place. That's the best way, isn't it? Mm. My advice, Luca, is correct him. Just say, don't say it arsey. Just say, actually, it's Bolognese.
Yeah, try saying tagliatelle and your best Italian.
Tagliatelle.
What?
Tagliatelle.
Luca, tell him how to say it properly, please.
Tagliatelle.
Let me do it. Tagliatelle.
No, don't say the G. That's the point. No G's.
Tagliatelle.
Luca?
Tagliatelle.
Il vaderci.
No, don't move on to another word when we haven't mastered the first.
I sound more Italian than Gino De Campo, I'm not saying something. Right, let me try again. Tagliatelle. Anyway, look, that's my advice. You need to tell him and kind of put him in his place.
Tell us about the person that is making these mistakes. I mean, is he the same age as you? Is he...
I believe he's a little bit younger. Just somebody I know, really. I wouldn't say we're very, very close friends, but an acquaintance.
Okay.
What's your advice?
Pointed out, at the end of the day, Luca has some authority because he is half Italian on the paternal side, so he can, you know, it's not like he's coming at this with no sort of authority, but I wouldn't correct someone in front of others. I get this all the time with my job. I see people constantly doing things incorrectly, predominantly you, but other than in the podcast, I wouldn't dare correct you. I mean, I don't have many friends as it is.
You correct me all the... Yeah. No, yeah, so when... Because Luca, actually, William's got a fair point there. You must see people eating wrong all the time and stuff, and do you not tell them?
Well, not unless I'm working, no.
Right.
Yeah. Or even if they ask, you know, I go round to friends' houses and they go, oh, we've set the table nice because you're coming over. Have we done a nice job? And
are you
think...
friends with Gemma Collins? When have you ever been round to Gemma Collins' house for tea?
And you think, no, you haven't set the table nice. I'm not going to tell you that, am I? Because I don't want to rain on your parade.
Yeah, to be fair, no. Right, well, just...
Are there any other words, Italian words, that Jordan might struggle to get his tongue round?
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
No, exactly. Are you listening?
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
No, it's fucking toast with a bit of tomato on for a fiver. That's what it is.
Shall we? I think the advice sounds very, very good. I'd like to actually just try it out, if that's okay with both of you. So Jordan, could I ask you to put your hands over your ears or look the other way?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, take that out.
Why,
yeah.
What's he going to say?
Yeah, okay, he's not listening.
So, William,
yes.
Right back at the beginning of the series, you were modelling the pronunciation of a particular food word for Jordan, and I'm afraid you got it wrong. because this is a word I know because I used to live in Paris, and I used to pronounce the word like you did, and nobody understood me until I learned the correct pronunciation.
It's fine.
So the word is, you said reblochon. But it's actually reblochon.
Reblochon.
And if you say reblochon, with a funny instead of a for the e at the beginning.
Oh.
And if you say it reblochon in France, nobody will understand you, or they'll pretend not to understand you being French.
I like this. Thank you for correcting me. And what I'm particularly impressed with is that you have followed, well, my advice, let's be honest, to the T, and you've told me to get Jordan to not listen to this.
Well, there we are. I mean, it's...
Shall I make him now... Shall I switch him back on?
Yes, switch him back on. Yeah.
Jordan? Oh, hang on.
He's too busy doing an Instagram story.
No.
Such a millennial.
I'll be looking at that later.
So did you say a word wrong or something?
Who knows? I forget what...
No. We were just discussing something.
Jordan, stop it. Stop it. He's trying to put something in my mouth, but don't get too excited.
Is it G&D?
Would you stop it?
I have my G&D here. I forgot to tell you, actually. I've been sipping at it.
Oh, you've got your G&D with you.
I've got
so
my
do you
G&D
like, do you
with
like
me.
The D as well?
I do like the D, yes.
Good. Well, that's excellent. I'm very pleased. We know our audience. Well, Luca, thank you so much indeed for calling the Help Hotline.
My pleasure. And it's been very nice to speak to you. And thank you very much for your sound advice, both you and Jordan.
That's a pleasure. And I think we'll say goodbye to an Italian now.
Arrivederci.
How was that?
That's not bad.
Go on, say it properly.
Arrivederci.
Ah, ciao. I liked Luca. Good caller.
He was very good. Good caller. Good guest.
Yes, good guess. Good game.
So what did we learn from Luca, Jordan?
We learned that it's okay to kind of correct people in the
right
way.
Yeah, but in the nicest possible way.
I agree with you, but his mate sounded like a right dick.
Well, yeah.
So it sounds like he'd bring him down a peg or two.
Jordan, I say this with love, but sometimes you really can't choose your friends.
Fair enough. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that I pronounce a certain cheese incorrectly.
Oh, is that why he wanted me off the...
Yes, he was taking our advice, well, my advice.
Oh, yeah. So what is it? Regular... What is it?
What?
You don't know me now.
Reblochon.
How was you saying it?
Reblochon.
Reblochon.
I was anglicising it too much.
Oh, Reblochon.
Reblochon.
Mike is here. Take your boots off. Don't tread any mud in. He suits his hives best, doesn't he? He looks very muscly.
Right, we're still recording, darling.
Take so your boots off. Mike is here.
Oh, I got eggs. Did you get leeks? Yeah.
Okay. Muscles in that hives vest.
Yeah, this joke's going to be hilarious the 15th time we do it.
I really want some Talamatelli. Oh, what's it called? I really want some...
We just spent 10 minutes doing this.
I know. Talamatelli, what is it? Tagliatelle. Just give me some spaghetti oops in a tin. That'll do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.